在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
All right, everyone, settle down. Let's get started. As you know, an important aspect of becoming a good citizen is understanding the genesis of our legal system. It's not enough to simply memorize our laws. It's necessary that we comprehend why and how they were formed.This brings me to our topic for today. Does anyone know what we celebrate on May 1st?
Cinco de Mayo.
No, that's May 5th in Spanish, James. No wonder you're failing my Spanish class. No, May 1st is International Workers' Day.
Do we get a day off from school then?
No, it is not considered to be a national holiday here in the U.S.But in other countries, it is.
Oh, man.
In the 19th century, working conditions were appalling, with workers being forced to work 10, 12, and 14 hours a day. Support for the 8-hour workday movement was growing rapidly, despite the indifference and hostility of many union leaders. And by April 1886, 250,000 workers were involved in the May Day movement.Previous legislative attempts to improve working conditions had failed, so labor organizers took drastic measures. They passed a resolution stating that 8 hours would constitute a legal day's work. And on May 1st, 1886, the resolution took effect.
Cool. Is that why we only work 8 hours now?
Yes. But the happy ending came at a high price. On May 3rd, 1886, police fired into a crowd of strikers at the McCormick Reaper Works factory.Killing 4 and wounding many, a mass meeting was called for the next day to protest the brutality.
And then what happened?
Well, as we say, the rest is history.